Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve and Dan bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after. We got a lot of stuff to talk about with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, executive director of NetChoice, one of the leadership of the transition from the current structure of ICANN to the new structure of ICANN. Maybe that's a little more accurate than I said before, which is happening after September 30th, folks, in only about 3 weeks or so. There'll be a new structure. The contract expires with ICANN, which is the organization that's been managing the assigned names and numbers, your website, your IP address of your websites. All that's been managed by a private corporation named ICANN. That corporation, Steve, is going to continue after September 30th, except without the ultimate ownership of the United States.
Yeah, the U.S. never owned it, Jim. Right. The U.S. never owned it, but the U.S. retained the ability to say at the end of each contract period, they can say, you know, we don't think we want ICANN to run the domain name system. We can give it to someone else, and that can be single.
And so, let me ask you a question: when this new entity takes over, would it have a contract?
No. Well, of course not. There's no need for a contract because the U.S. government doesn't contract.
So it'll be perpetual with no contract.
That's right.
Okay,
and it's not perpetual. It's not perpetual because we designed over 2 years and 400 pages bylaws that say that if the naming community, if those of us that run .org, NetChoice, those of us who run .com, the world's internet users, the same ones who run ICANN today, if we're dissatisfied with the way ICANN, that corporation, is running things, we can take it away. We can take it away.
Okay,
so we stepped into the shoes of the U.S. government.
Okay,
we don't do it without.
I see.
With
all right, that's an important
bylaws.
That's an important way
bylaws.
To say it.
Right, we do it with bylaws that allow us to provoke a review, and it's the customers of the domain name system who do the review. This is incredible.
Questions. I've got some questions for you, Steve. The transition being executed would leave ICANN responsible only to itself.
To the community. Of internet users.
Okay, all right.
We have a whole community.
All right, I understand, basically the ICANN leadership would be responsible only to itself.
Yeah, not true at all. The ICANN is a corporation. It has management and a board.
Right.
And that management and board might be inclined to do what they think is safe and sound for the corporation, and it's not right. You need
and that
is us.
Here's a question.
Community.
How would future controlling interests be avoided by geopolitics? How are you going to do that?
Great question. So I wrote 39 stress tests, and among those stress tests for this transition was to ensure that governments, who are one of the seven groups who participate in the leadership of ICANN, that governments have no ability to block the rest of the community from something we want to do, that there is no ability for governments to come in and do anything like taking over ICANN. Because the minute anything like that should even attempt to happen, we, the community, can take away from ICANN, the corporation, take away and handle ourselves the naming function.
So you can kick them off of the leadership, the geopolitics?
No, we can block them from doing anything inside. But just in case, as a fail-safe, should the United Nations pass a resolution next month suggesting that they alone control the domain name system, well, then the good news is they don't, because we simply evaporate ICANN.
Right.
We don't need ICANN.
But then what happens? But who manages the names and numbers after that, if ICANN evaporates?
So today, when you look up netchoice.org, your internet service provider is getting a root table every morning. We will continue to manage that through the naming community, and that means that the registrars and registries, the ones who run .com and .org, are going to be the ones who will distribute the table each morning.
Steve, 15, 16 years ago on this show, at least that long ago, you were on this show telling me how much, as you travel around the world, countries like France, organizations like the UN, couldn't wait to get their grubby hands on control of the Internet, and you were warning us about it all those years ago. Here we stand now on the threshold of a major change. Can you tell me that we have nothing to worry about?
Jim, we are safer now from that risk than we were 17 years ago.
Even from the UN.
More so from the UN. The UN was paramount in the design of the bylaws we just put into place. We do not want the UN to have anything to do with the internet and the domain name system, and we've succeeded in protecting those assets from government control.
One of the things that I know that the United States has done through wars and through arguments and all kinds of other stresses between countries, the United States, as far as I know, has never put any pressure on ICANN to have less than free flowing of the internet and the whole system not be influenced by geopolitics. The United States, I believe, has been a good steward of that. How can we be sure that's going to going to happen the next time there's another flare up between Russia and the U.S. or China and the U.S. or Iran and the U.S.?
Yeah, those flare ups, they're going to happen. And what we've done with the bylaws of ICANN is ensure that that can't influence what happens at ICANN, because government might come in pounding the table to make the internet somehow less anonymous, less private, and more secure. And when they pound the table, their noise will dissipate in the room, because they have no control over what the policies are at ICANN.
Steve,
should they attempt to take it over, we take it away.
I have great faith in you, but there are people who you work with around the world who you may have great faith with, and that'd be good enough for me too. But you guys aren't going to be around forever. What's going to happen in 10, 20 years?
Yeah, good question. The internet itself may change dramatically in the next 10 or 20 years. We may not use domain names and numbers.
That's a good point.
Mike,
the technology may go around the worry. NetChoice.org, folks, check it out. Steve DelBianco, thank you for your service. A great American, ladies and gentlemen, a great leader, Steve DelBianco.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.